Welcome to your doom.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
The Death Mark of Doom!
What's up, fellow Beastians? This is your one and only Gaming Beast, and I come back to you to another Gaming Beast. It's been a while, I know, and this is for my friends, really. Yes, you can also call them fans, whatever, but they're my friends. You know, Tomcat X, Six Hells of Fury, you know, the people who actually listen to me, and anybody else who listens to me, if you are. I don't want to take anything away from you. Please leave a comment on the next round, or send me a message, or send me a tweet, or send me whatever. But if you don't want to, that's fine. If you want to stay in secret, that's good. This is a one and done thing. Originally, I was planning on doing another, releasing another podcast. I have another Beastcast ready to go. With Loco Duranja, and it's gonna be out, but right now I'm feeling like a podcast of different sorts. Fellow Beastians, my question to you is that, you know, what do you think about suicide? I know, this is not your typical Beastcast topic. I got some typical Beastcast topics saved, and I might talk about them in this Beastcast, I don't know yet. This is very off the cuff, but I want to talk about it just so you guys know what's going on. I've been going through some shit, and yeah, kind of losing my faith in humanity a bit, and but I don't want to, like, publicly be super public. Now, you might ask yourself, well, you're making a podcast, isn't that public? But honestly, guys, I know, my shit, like, We got the people here listening to it. Death Adder 83, shout out to you. You know, for Alex Mingle, Tomcat X, of course Retro Kaiser, Critical Failure. You know, and I hope so. Also, you know, Jared Terrifying, Shintai. You know, the bros are listening to this. But other than that, I have no worries about who else listened to this, because, you know, I think, even though Tomcat X has started a petition and 15 people signed it, and there was quite a few I didn't recognize, I will say this. This is not an ego thing. This is okay. Most of humanity doesn't care if there's another Beastcast. You know? And it's okay. Like, there was a point when I started this whole YouTube podcast thing, whatever, being a personality on the internet, and I thought, you know, it might be cool to even make money off of this or be famous off of this, and who knows. But this time has passed long ago. I haven't been doing anything because I didn't want to. Not because I didn't care about the people who cared about me or cared about who actually were interested in the show, you know, either the Beastcast or the videos or whatever. And let's be fair, the videos haven't been really watched. Some of them have, but, you know, that's another topic for another time. I came back because of my bros, and my bros wanted to be here, and I'm feeling like I want to do a permanent, like, return. Yes, I haven't been gone forever, and there's going to be also a new video out, but let me tell you what's been going on. I've been going through a lot of shit in my life lately, and I might have talked about this a little bit. You know, I talked about how I have depression. I had a couple of days where I felt really down. I felt suicidal. I posted some weird shit on Facebook. That was a thing that happened, you know. And I want to tell you about this, guys. You know, not that I'm like, you know, this is not that I'm the most important person in the world, but I believe it is for people who are interested and what's going on with me. Yeah, let's talk about this. What is there to say? I mean, basically, I didn't want to live anymore. Does that sound weird to you? And if it does, that's the normal reaction. You know? So, yeah. I went through a lot of shit, and I will not go in full detail. That is why this podcast is kind of weird, because it might be a really short one, because I don't want to go in super deep detail with everything. But the fact is that, okay, let me just say it, fuck it. I had a friend here, a friend who didn't have a place to live at the moment. I will not say names because that's the thing. And honestly, I don't think that friend will listen to that, because he's not a friend really to me anymore. Because as soon as he, you know, got the thing that he needed, which was staying here and having a place to live, because he would have been homeless, he stopped communicating with me. And my question is, you know, I know there's people out there that it's worth to be out there for, but I'm just questioning, in general, this kind of existence that we live in, you know. And before you say, you know, there might be some people saying, oh, you know, how dare you say it, you know, you live in a fucking Western society and everything. I'll shoot you down right away. Yeah, I'm sure there's people out there, I know for a fact, that have it worse than me, but it's not a competition. It's about my life and how I live it and how I experience it. Okay? So you don't have a case, in a sense. You know? I know this is kind of this is totally a depressing beast cast, but I just want to be honest with you guys. You know, you guys have been there for me, and the podcast has been always more personal, but I've been trying to keep out certain things out of it as much as I can. But the fact is that right now, this is more therapeutic for me than anything else. And I feel like there's a certain core group of people that responds well to this podcast, to this thing that I do. And that's what is important to me, really. If anybody else is enjoying this and listening to this, I'm really excited. I'm like, yeah, cool. Tell me about it. And this is not what usually the Beast Cast is about. There's 60 plus episodes out there. for you to enjoy, where I talk about superhero movies and other nerdy shit. But I'm not gonna just make this episode about this, don't worry. Like, right now, this is just what I feel. What I feel needs to be said, in some sense. I don't know. I sometimes don't know what's the point. You know? Really. Sometimes I don't want to wake up. I think sometimes I would have a better time not waking up. Yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm at right now. And, yeah. Okay, guys. I mean, this is how far I'll go with this topic. I mean, it's 11 minutes, so I will, I'll put in a song for you guys, because I didn't plan on going on all deep with this kind of shit and everything, but kind of I was, so anyway, here's a song, whatever it is, I hope you enjoy it, and then I'll come back. And I'll talk about something else, don't worry. I have enough topics to talk about for a million years. So yeah. Till after the song. We'll be right back. back here, and yeah. So there's been a lot of shit happening since I've been gone. So there was a new Justice League trailer reveal that was pretty decent. Filming has commenced for Avengers Infinity War. There was some kind of exclusive trailer or exclusive footage for some Comic-Con revealed. I haven't watched it because I'll wait till they have a good, because it was like the whole leaked version. It's not that I didn't watch leaked versions of trailers, but I'm going to wait till it's till I can see it in its full glory, which they will show eventually. I'm not that impatient. Nowadays, a lot of people seem to be very impatient with everything, so it's like they want everything now. And yeah, so what can I tell you about what's been going on? It's kind of hard to talk about this kind of stuff without going all in the fucking political spectrum, because everything is now political. Like Doctor Who, newest regeneration is that he's becoming a woman. I don't have a problem with that, honestly, because also they already did it with the Master, one of his arch nemesis. But the point is that what was the last movie I watched? Wonder Woman. I enjoyed Wonder Woman. It was quite good. It was to a degree standard. It felt a bit like Captain America meets Thor, but overall it was a good superhero movie. And I'm happy that Wonder Woman's debut finally that it happened as a movie was actually good. It could have been really bad, but it was actually good. I know maybe for some people it was standard, but I think it's also the reason that we have a lot of superhero movies being released with this whole superhero wave that I've been talking about. So in one way, I'm happy for it, but I know a more general audience is probably sick of it. They want something else. Hollywood has been also kind of starting to push for more science fiction. Also, the recent released Valerian, The City of Thousand Planets movie, which is a French comic book that supposedly inspired visually Star Wars, which I'm not surprised about, since Star Wars has been taking a lot of the inspirations from other media, other things, which I'm not taking anything away from Star Wars, because, you know, everything has been there. It's all about how you reinterpret it. Anyway, what else has been going on? Video game wise, you know, this is not probably the podcast you want to come for checking out the latest video game news, because what is there to talk about video games? You know. There's been another Steam sale that I haven't bought any games from, and I probably won't because I have to save money. I've been playing actually a lot of fucking Super Nintendo games because of the person that has been living with me, because I've been nice. I've been letting him on the PC, so I've been playing Lufia 2 on my smartphone with my MOBA controller. I've been also playing on my emulators quite a bit. I've been playing some I played through Seiken Densetsu 3. I also been playing again some Donkey Kong Country 1. Still want to beat the game. Been getting pretty far, but the game gets pretty hard. Apparently I have what is called a gamer's thumb, which sounds kind of hilarious, but it's basically kind of a pain you have in your thumb for gaming too much with a joypad. So any asshole telling me that, oh, I'm too much of a PC fag, you know, then they can go to hell, because I have literally the fucking thumb pains to prove no. I literally need to take a break. because I've been playing too much with it with the gamepad. So you can go to fucking hell. Literally. As I said, I played through Psychonauts Setsu 3. I played Donkey Kong Country 3, playing some Super Mario World, getting further in that. I've been also, once I played through Psychonauts Setsu 3, I was like, I do like the JRPGs, especially the Super Nintendo, Super Famicom ones. And there has been some really awesome nerds that has been translating a lot of the good ones. And I've been playing some Star Ocean now. That's been the latest game I've been playing, and it's been pretty fun, honestly. Like, you have to get used to some of the things, but because the combat is quite interesting, it's like real time, but you can also pause it, so it's like kind of a mix of the of both things. So you can pause it to switch characters and stuff. Apparently, it's a spiritual sequel to Tales of Phantasia. Hashtag Shintai, who's probably not going to listen to this podcast, if you are. Shintai post this on hashtag fuck you Dorobka. Specifically, do hashtag fuck you Dorobka, because then I know you actually listen to this episode, which you're probably not going to be. Nothing against you, Shintai. I know you got a busy life. However, you're like the only person who would be interested in that I would be playing Star Ocean, the original Super Famicom version that was not released in the US or Europe, and it's actually pretty good so far. But yeah, then I also been playing some other Steam games, Kings Under the Hill, which is a weird little game which has some really rare achievements because nobody plays that game. It's kind of a real-time strategy game where you control rats and like tunnels, and you gotta like do shit. It's like side scrolling. It's quite interesting. Anyway, so that's kind of the video game and movie news. As I said, Wonder Woman is pretty good. I finished recently also Supergirl, which was pretty decent, and The Flash, and I still gotta finish Arrow and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Arrow has been still slogging on. It's still a lot of the same shit, like who betrays who and like who cries when and like ugh. I don't know, it's kind of cool because it's part of the bigger universe, you know, in that sense, but on the other hand, it's just kind of the same kind of CW drama for the most part, with some action scenes which can range from okay to decent, you know. Of course, they're pretty cool when they had the crossover episodes and the Invasion special. Anyway, what's been going on is Fox also announced recently. Fox has been doing, they've been apparently doing two X-Men TV shows. One called Legion. I haven't watched it yet. I'm not really that interested. I hear it's actually not that bad. And the other one that they're coming out with is more, like, Legion is apparently more different, but Gifted, what they call it, Gifted, is more traditional X-Men. But I'm like, I don't know. It's just going to be like Heroes or some shit, but it's more going to be X-Men. But I'm like, I don't really care if it's not MCU. Honestly, I have watched also Iron Fist. Not really that great. I agree with most of the people, but there's a lot of people that have been shitting on it because it has the whole white savior narrative, and I'm like, yeah, well, the character is who the character is, and like, if you are uncomfortable with that, then, well, I'm sorry. Like, if you have to retcon and change everything to where you're comfortable, then you don't want to have the original characters. You know? There's other characters you can have, you know? So, that's all I'm going to say about that. But still, overall, just basically focusing on the show, in comparison to like the shows like Daredevil and Jessica Jones, it wasn't that great. On the other hand, Jessica Jones wasn't so great. Like, everybody had a hard-on for it. I don't know why, because of, like, the whole feminist message in it, whatever. To me, it was pretty okay. I still prefer Daredevil and Luke Cage. You know, you can sue me, you can find my info. If you're anybody outside of the group, you know, listening to this, which you're probably not, because other than my bros who listens to that, you know, nobody. So that's cool. I know. Swingle is going to say, like, you know, cut my life into pieces, Papa Roach. Hashtag, you know, the Linkin Park singer killed himself. You know, like, he was singing about it for, like, fucking almost 20 years, so. Probably 20 years at this point. So, yeah. Anyway. What else has been going on? Nothing much, really. Just slogging through life. And there's been some cool things going on, which I'm not going to lie about. And, yeah, but other than having weird pains and weird numbness in my little finger and shit because of too much game-warring. It just shows to me, like, I can't have a break, you know? Like, the older you get, the more shit just piles up. And you can't even fucking enjoy your video games. Then again, the cool thing is I enjoy my PC games, so I still have, as long as I can move a mouse around, I got my gaming going. By the way, Death Adder 83, if you're listening to this, I will, nah, I'm just kidding, but I think it would be cool if you would post your shit to the next round, because you're a bro, man, and I'm happy you have been posting to the next round, and I would love for your shit to be on the next round.net. Like, come on, bro, you know, like, just come. Why have you been posting your latest episode to next round? It's been saddening me. You know, I understand you needed a break. You needed to retcon your shit. Although I'm not happy about it, but I can understand it. You know, and I respect it because everybody should do their shit as they want to. And that's cool. But, yeah. Anyway, so if you guys have noticed, I had some beers. That's what's been going on. Yeah. So, if you want to have some questions, I've been trying to do this because after my great podcast, like, people that I follow, like, you know, so, Critical Failure, of course, and Jared Terrifying, Swing on Death at 83, all my fucking podcast awesome bros, you know, like, I'll try to do a mailbag kind of thing, you know, a beast bag. So if you have any questions, Critical Failure people, you know, please write your questions and concerns to the next round post that where this is posted at. I will also accept if it's from the Facebook group. If you post it on the Facebook group for The Gaming Beast or The Next Round, both are acceptable. But yeah, I would prefer it on The Next Round post at best, or also, of course, The Gaming Beast website post. So if you could put it there, I'll check all of them. And I'll figure out a way. Maybe I'll be what Swingle would say is, like, focus on one thing, whatever. But if I get like one post on this, I'll be, like, excited. It's probably gonna be from Swingle or Tomcat, maybe from Retro Kaiser or Tom or fucking yeah, Death at 83 maybe. Who knows? critical failure or something. I don't know. I noticed this episode is kind of a mess, but this is next time, next episode, I hope will be better. I'll be trying to be more regular. But this is going to go up, and I know Swingle will appreciate it because the cringe is real. It's like the sixth dimension of the cringe has appeared, and before I get completely sober, I will stop here and upload this, especially also for Swingle. So, hashtag the cringe is real in the sixth dimension, Swingle. Please post that on Twitter. I know you don't use your Twitter, but please post it. Just for shits and giggles. Don't even post my name to it because I don't want people to get it because it's an inside joke. But yeah. Next time it's going to be finally the episode with Loco Laranja. And then I hope I can get a weekly Beastcast going. We'll see what me and my depression have agreed upon. You know, we are in constant negotiations. And we'll see, you know, like, what will happen. So, I want to say to you guys, good news, cigarette juice, great job, and it's free real estate. So, for Death Mago Doom people, you guys are great. Whoever's listening, of course, my bros. And if you're a new fan and you're new to this show, you're great. And please listen to, like, the good episodes. Ask Tomcat X for that. And Swingle. And Critical Failure. Anyway. Talk to you later, guys. For Death Mago Doom.
Yeah. excuse me, but